my weekday fix. Darling, it has to be Radio Gorgeous.
What's the sense in sharing this one and only life? Ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years and they will be filled with tears.
Hello, my name's Josephine Pembroke. Welcome to Radio Gorgeous. I'm here with
Donna Freed.
Welcome, Donna. So today we're going to be looking at the mind makeover, positive thinking, how positivity can change your life. It's a book by Sharon Lowe and she's going to be on Gorgeous Gossip after our chat.
Fantastic.
Also, we're going to be talking about positivity and how we claim positivity in our life. Now, first of all, what I want to know is we don't have an author of the week.
I know, shocking.
But we've got a famous person.
Yes.
We've got a superstar. She's got 40,000 followers on Twitter. She is
Sharon Corr.
Yeah, and she is that beautiful Irish woman who plays the fiddle. And she's now brought out her own album.
Yeah.
And we're very excited to be introducing our new music presenter, who is called
Elizabeth Kinder.
That's right. And Elizabeth is a musician herself. She's been in lots of bands. She plays sax and other instruments. She's also a writer. She's a world music expert. And she is, very excitingly, well, this is not her first debut. It's her second debut on Radio Gorgeous. She also interviewed us. But that's going to be really good. And she had a really good chat with Sharon. And Sharon said afterwards, I'm not going to do the Irish accent because that would be humiliating. But she said, it's so nice to speak to someone deeply.
Yeah.
I think I probably imagine the kind of music journalist, it's a bit like, what's your favourite food? You know? And I don't imagine it's steak for her. Now, what else have we got on?
Susan Osman is back.
Susan Osman, which was the most popular interview this actual summer in August. She did an interview all about women in China and her time about setting up a radio station in China. And I used to work with her at Radio Bristol. But since then, she's become an interfaith minister. Do you know what that is?
Well, I imagine it's, you know, a minister for anyone who will have her.
Yes, it is. But she's going to really explain what it is.
Yeah.
Because it's actually, it's all encompassing, but it isn't all sorts of other things. Anyway, she's going to explain. If you're interested in spirituality, if you're interested in women doing things which are a bit religious, you know, and thinking global as well, that's going to be a really interesting interview. Now.
And how she came to that.
Yes.
And her spirituality is a really interesting story. I think
have you heard? Yeah.
Really interested
She literally had a calling.
Yeah.
She was pulled onto her knees and she had a calling.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's really interesting. In the laundry cupboard as well.
Yeah. But of course, my mind goes dirty.
Yeah.
Like, hold her near.
Funny that.
In the laundry cupboard.
I'm going to draw you back from the knicker drawer. And I'm now going to introduce Sharon Lowe, who is the author of The Mind Makeover, The Answers to Becoming the Best You Yet. She started off as a success coach to global luxury brands. And here she is on Radio Gorgeous. Radio Gorgeous. Listen anywhere, anytime. Today on Gorgeous Gossip, I'm talking to Sharon Lowe, who is a success coach to global luxury brands. We ask ourselves, how can someone who works for luxury brands help a kind of woman like me sitting in her kitchen who has a business working from home? How can you help us? Hello, Sharon. Welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
And it's wonderful to be here. Thank you, Josephine. Well, I do several things, and really, The Mind Makeover as a book reaches all women in all roles that we play in our life, and my goodness, we play many of them. So, yes, I do have a pretty phenomenal day job, and I am success coach to luxury brands. However, within those luxury brands are women like you and I, and so as an example, if I'm guest speaker for I'm thinking back to a recent motivational slot that I did. There were 1,200 women in the audience. I never pigeonhole and say it's this type of woman. I think in an audience of over 1,000, there's women who are businesswomen and moms, both, people who've just got a degree and just starting out in their career, people who've had a break and then come back. I just don't see this for a certain type of person.
So you say that you can suggest things to kind of help us change. Is it the way we think then? Is that the key then?
1,000% the key, because, you know, and I often say, and people say to me, how are we supposed to learn this? You know, as you said, is it the key, the way we think? It's absolutely the key. You know, how you and I think can give us, well, it does give us everything in our life. It can give us our positivity, and it can also give us our negativity. It can make you have faith, can give you fear. It can make you feel confident. It can fill you with worry. And so, you know, that, I often, well, I say in the beginning of the book, you know, as women, we're told to make over every part of our life, you know, our image, our home, our relationship.
Yeah, especially our external things, yes.
Those things, absolutely. But, you know, what I say, and again, if I say this to a large audience, I have 1,000 women saying, that's so true, because what I say is, who actually says to us, let's go and make over the most single important thing you have in your life, which is your mind.
And also, don't you think women are brought up to be more passive, more worried, more reflective of other people? When we're not, you know what I mean? So we've got to change our thoughts to think, no, we're in control. Is that one of the things?
Totally. Mm. And I say totally because, yes, we are different in how we think. I know that's incredibly general.
Yeah.
The general rule, and my work of 25 years in global business, men think very differently to women. That's my opinion.
I think they do.
I agree with what you've just said initially as well. And so a woman will look at taking blame.
Yes, God, yes.
And we've got to bring, you know, a lot of the book is fun. Every day in my business, and when I'm working with the luxury global brands, we have a load of fun. And that's what I wanted to bring into the book. That's why I believe the book had a point of difference. This doesn't have to be difficult. This can be the best journey of your life. It can be the most fun journey of your life, having a mind makeover. I share, and I know this will make you smile, and I think many women listening will smile. I used to do this test in a real quick nutshell. I'd show something as a product, and it basically wouldn't work, okay? So I'd ask people to do things.
What sort of thing? Can you give
us? It was building something. It was something you had to put together and build.
Yeah, yeah.
And basically, very quick, basically, it didn't work. Fact. The groups didn't know that. When I tested it with a group of men, they'd all say to me, totally chilled, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work. When I tested it on groups with women, the majority would say to me, I'm so sorry, we couldn't do it.
Yes, yes.
And that in a nutshell is how differently we think. Men apportion the entire blame to the product.
Yep.
Women did what you've just said. Many of the women, not all, reflected the blame on themselves that they'd somehow done something wrong. And, you know, for me, my entire career has been about empowering individuals.
Now, Sharon, I want you to give us 3 practical tips that we can do today even that can kind of change the way we think, you know, feel or motivate us. Can you tell us 3
Absolutely
things?
Absolutely fantastic. Can I only have 3?
Okay. Yeah.
If you need more, you need the book.
Yeah.
Okay, the first is, and hugely, is, you know, start your day well. And I don't mean that lightly. You know, think about a child. A child wakes up and, you know, how are they about the day? What's their attitude? They're excited. They jump out of bed. Life has given them a day. Think about most adults.
Yes.
Most adults go, no. It can't be that time. Just 5 more minutes under the duvet.
Yeah, that's me.
And that's when you're under the duvet on your own. You know, I don't mind if there's something more interesting. But it's just the whole element of grab the day.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I would share, so start it well. What can I do today that would make me feel proud, excited? Push me out of my comfort zone.
Yeah, that's the hard thing. Whenever I think that, I think, ooh, you know, I mean, you know, I kind of, you go safely round little jobs you got to do and you kind of put off the big one, don't you? You always put off the big one. It's just natural because you're scared. How do you get over the fear, Sharon?
Right, fear. I always say fear, F-E-A-R. it's false evidence that appears real. I coach people to publicly speak, as an example, senior directors, to go on stage. And if I said now, to most people listening, if someone said to you, I want you to go and stand on that stage and talk to 1,000 people, most people, many, would be filled with a level of fear. Yeah?
A very big level. I feel already my stomach slightly dropping, my feet.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm taking your listeners into that arena because I want you to relate to fear.
Okay, so tell us what I would put in my mind to change, stop the fear.
Well, the first is we've got to smash the word fear. So I take it and say, really what it is, it's false evidence that appears real. F-E-A-R.
Okay.
Nobody has ever died from public speaking, as far as I know.
Yeah.
So then it's moving people into the positive, and I'm going to link it on, you said, name, give us three things we can do. So I'm linking the two together here. And as you can hear, the pace is fast and furious in a mind makeover. So one links to the other to the other. That's why it's easy to do.
Yeah.
And false evidence that appears real. How do we change that? Two things motivate you and I. Inspiration and desperation.
Okay.
They're the two motivators that will trigger change in everyone's life. And change is movement, and movement is action. And I actually feel desperation can be one of our greatest motivators.
Mm-hmm.
And let's look at the inspiration. How will you feel about you when we work together on your mind makeover and you conquer this fear? And this triggers something else that I state very clearly in the mind makeover. If you and I always do what we've always done, then we'll always get what we've always got.
That's so true.
If you stay with fear and you allow fear to stop you, fear can stop you in a relationship, it can stop you in your home, it can stop you with your children being a certain person,
mm-hmm.
it can stop you taking new experiences. If you always do what you've always done and you stay there, that's where you'll stay.
Yep.
Forever.
In a rut forever.
Is that enough? No. Yeah. So that trigger's got to be enough to say, I want that next feeling. Mm-hmm. I want the feeling that I'm not living in the fear, I'm living in the person I can be.
Mm-hmm.
And a very strong line in the book is what motivated me to write the book. I knew that if I always did what I've always done, I'd always get what I've always got.
Yeah.
However fabulous that was, and this is the line, hell kicks in the moment the person you are now meets the person you could have become.
Oh, don't.
And that motivated me to pull out of my business for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
I was global for luxury brands. I still am. But it was this very simple decision because I knew in that moment that not writing the book was not an option. Everything in the book is about we look at what's right, we celebrate what's right. When you asked me a great point, Josephine, of what are the three great points to focus on, wake up well, focus on what you can do that day, do it. Number two, thoughts are boomerangs. I do a whole chapter on this in the book. Whatever you consciously think about will boomerang back and whack you.
Okay.
And I say that with humour.
Mm-hmm.
You make sure that what comes back in your day and whacks you is what you want. If you focus constantly on what is lacking, you will attract more of that back to you.
Okay.
If you focus on what's right mm-hmm. in your world, and there is always enough that is right, and you are grateful for that, and you appreciate it, and you celebrate it, you will grow that part of your life.
Now, that's a very kind of spiritual way of looking at things, isn't it? Have you studied this?
Yeah. It's very real.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I reference all the way through the book is travel life as your very own best friend. Do not be the enemy.
It's just brilliant advice. Should I tell you the problem that I personally have? Mine is I'm scared of success. Is that kind of common?
more common than you and I would ever believe. And we can all relate to that. You know, it's the fear of the unknown.
Yes.
It's the, this could go big.
Yes, and I think my life would change too much. Would I, do I really, you know, I think my life's kind of nice now. I can cope with it. You know, I'm scared of not being able to cope.
But I would say nice as a biscuit, and we don't like to be a biscuit. So, you know, there is this world, and it's within each of us. And look what you've achieved. You've got this amazing concept in
yes.
Radio Gorgeous.
Yeah.
You're there.
Mm.
So, you know, the things that you have now, and I say this to everyone listening, what you have now at some point will have been what you dreamt of.
Yes, yes.
So you're there now. So celebrate it. So what's the next step?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So and you know what I mean? And it was only an idea, and the idea is reality. So that can, and it isn't, and now I'm doing it. It's not, it hasn't taken, it's added to my life. That's what's interesting. And before I was fearful of doing it. So if you just look back and see, you know, so everything you have, your children, your home, your career, it's all, that was all a dream, wasn't it?
All a dream. And
yeah.
What I adore, and you know, I hope when the listeners are listening to this part, is you've answered it yourself. And that's very much how the book is written, that you come to your own conclusions. I didn't tell you the answer then. I'm not a trainer, I'm a coach.
Yeah.
So, you know, I say in life there are times where we have goals, we have visions, and the wind is just on our back because it's fabulous. It just, everything's going right. We all can relate to that. Everything's just going great. You're going in the right direction and everything seems to be clicking into place. The wind is on your back. Then we've all had times where the wind is not doing
well. Yes, very much.
It's hitting us from the front.
Mm-hmm.
And when I wrote the book, I didn't have the wind hitting me from the front. There were times for me personally in my life where I had a force 9 gale hitting me, pushing me back.
Yeah.
Things happened that were really working against me, and the easiest thing in the world would have been to go back to the day job.
Yeah.
As a luxury coach to global brands. Give up and say to people, it's not my fault.
And what persuaded you?
Gale hitting me.
I'm dying to know, Sharon, what persuaded you? How did you turn your mind around?
That line, hell begins when the person you are now meets the person you could have become. I would not have lived with myself if I'd have met somebody else who'd written a book in my genre.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I felt touched what the message that I wanted to give.
So Sharon Lowe, thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous. The Mind Makeover, The Answers to Becoming the Best You Yet is published by Piatkus and available now. Thank you so much.
It's been a joy and all good wishes.
Follow us on Twitter, radio_gorgeous. Lots of love, darlings. Mwah. Thank you, Sharon. That was wonderful. And you can find Sharon on Facebook, and her book is published by our favourite, Piatkus. You can find it at all good bookshops now. Do you positive thinker?
I eventually get round to it. I think recently I've really kind of trained my mind, because I find that worrying and negative thing, you know, just worrying about something that may or may not happen is a complete waste of time.
Oh, you sound like you're born again.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And I'm like, I refuse to like sit there and spend all my time worrying about something, one, I can do nothing about, and two, I have no idea if it's going to happen. And I figure, well, I'll worry about it when, you know, and for me, that is very positive thing.
I'm interested to know what sort of thing you worry about, Donna.
Well, I don't know. Anything like medical results or, you know, anything that the outcome is out of my control. The weather, you know, anything that I can't control or no amount of activity or even just worrying or thinking about it is going to change the outcome. And there's nothing I can do about it once it does. You know, it's kind of like the Scottish elections. What do I know?
Don't you find, though, it's so much easier to be positive when you're talking to other people than doing it on
yourself? Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I'm really used to going to, like, negative, dark places. And it's, you know, it's comfortable. And, you know, sometimes you really need to. I mean, positive thinking, I sometimes can't get there yet.
Yeah.
You know?
Like I misbehaved on holiday and I wound somebody up a lot. And I felt really... No, I'll tell you. And I felt really bad afterwards. But then I got over it by pretending I was in a church. And I said, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. And I felt better immediately. It really helped. And then whenever it came, I just said, forgive me. It was really quite interesting.
Interesting.
But... Huh. Then I was in yoga last week, and before I ever start my yoga, whenever I go into yoga, I always ask a question. And mine was about how to get on better with my partner. Mm-hmm. And I went back to the scenario with the winding the person up, and I realized that's what I do to my husband. You know, it's the same childlike behavior. So actually to kind of sometimes face up, instead of just thinking, forgive me, I had to face up to that it was a kind of childish kind of bored, destructive side of myself, which actually is quite big. And
otherwise known as my personality.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's the, I think the thing is it's like trying to make a positive thing out of something bad that's mm-hmm. happened. I think mm-hmm. that's really what positivity is. I don't think you can be blindly positive about things. I think you've got to have reflection. You know, I mean, how else do you learn to be positive? You know, because as you say, you've got to have the dark and the good side. Anyway, so now we're back in reality. Sorry, now it's September. We're all, you know, buzzing along, doing things. What are your ideas for the next sort of few months? What are you going to be doing this autumn, Donna?
What aren't I going to be doing? Oh. Finally getting my house in order in all senses of the word.
What, chucking out a load of stuff?
Well, just, you know, I'm sort of fully moving into my house, which I haven't done since last spring. And just getting my organizational house in order.
Yes.
Because in terms of thinking positive, I think you're so much more able to think positive and be effective in your life when you don't put obstacles in your way. And one of the things I do is, you know, procrastinate and then freak out. And then I get to be stressed out and blame everybody else because I'm like, I've got all the stuff to do, you know. So, you know, one of the things just before the summer, I realized with my writing schedule, I was just writing every day and it took all the stress out of it and put all the joy back in.
So what time are you writing? When are you writing?
In the morning, before you call me.
Okay, so after you've dropped your boy off, you come back and do 20 minutes.
Yeah,
that's really good.
So, yeah,
really
that's good. Been
it's a
really
routine.
Good.
The great thing is he's back at school. You can do it after. You know, it's like the routine,
I never thought I was a person who loved routines so much as...
I think it's a sign of, you know, we're getting it's there, darling.
Exactly.
It's Zimmer frames at dawn. No, it really is.
The mental pause is on its way.
No, what I like about coming back from a holiday is I have a to-do list, and I normally my to-do list annoys me. But because I've been away and I've got refreshed, I feel like I can tackle it. You know, like I'm going to see the dressmaker tomorrow, going to have my hair done. I know it sounds just like, oh, it's so self-indulgent, but it's things that I would put off because I think, oh, no, there's something more important. And I think the most important message we've got to people this autumn is put yourself first. That's the most positive thing you can do. Put yourself first by listening to Radio Gorgeous. Donna and I are here to encourage you loads. Thanks so much for listening.
Welcome back.
Love only breaks up to start over again. You'll get the babies, but you won't have your man.